Hey y'all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, the solution to your wrestling information problems. WrestleSode is a member of the Win Column Sports Network, so remember to check us out at wincolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. I am so excited today to be bringing you my interview with the Bad Seeds, of course, the collective made up of the Stormbringer and the Cowboy, Bryn Watts. Now, of course, I cannot do it like the Stormbringer can. Nobody can. That man is magical. And the stories that they tell here today, oh, man, this is such a fun interview. One of my favorites that I've ever done, and I can't wait for all of you to hear it here today. But before we get into that, there was a whole bunch of cool stuff that's happening around Alberta right now. Obviously, the Northern Alberta Invitational, the quarterfinals happened yesterday. I know this podcast was supposed to come out on Saturday. I'm sorry about that, but it is here now on Sunday. The quarterfinals ended up happening yesterday, and it was so much fun. You guys got to go check that out on YouTube. Look for Wrestling Rodeo and the Northern Alberta Invitational quarterfinals, where I did my very first ever job on commentary. And I can't wait to go back and do the commentary now for the semifinals, the finals, and of course the match of Zoe Sager and Taryn from Accounting, which is going to be amazing. I hope all of you will be tuning into that. Remember to go check me on my social medias to be kept up to date on everything happening in the Northern Alberta Invitational. Plus, everything is also being uploaded to the Win Column Sports Network at wincolumnsports.ca. Anyways, let's hear for our quick sponsor quickly, and let's get into our interview with the Bad Seeds.
Okie dokie, hey all you cool cats and kittens. This is your favorite humble ring announcer turned one half of the RCW Tag Team Champions of the World. It's me, Kyle Shaw, a.k.a. Honk Honk Honk, the Canadian Goose, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Win Column Sports Network, and I want to let you know that I, too, have a podcast on this network, and it's called Monday Night Shaw. It comes at you every couple of weeks most of the time. Basically, I sit down, I shoot the shit. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say shoot the shit in an ad or not, but I sit down and I shoot the shit, goddammit, with all my friends from the wild world of Alberta professional wrestling. It's Monday Night Shaw, it's raw, it's uncooked, no pre-prepared questions, right here on the Win Column Sports Network every couple of weeks. Check it out. Honk, honk, honk.
Hey everybody, Anthony here. I am joined with the Bad Seeds, the Stormbringer, and the Cowboy. I'm sorry, here, actually, you know what? Stormbringer, you here, would you like to do this for me?
You are talking to the Bad Seeds, Cowboy Bryn Watts, and the Stormbringer.
Fantastic. I had to make you do it, man. I wanted to put you on the spot there. So obviously the Bad Seeds, you guys are a tag team down there in PPW. I've spoken to both of you in our individual podcasts, and now I'm very excited to be doing my first ever tag team interview. So this will be a fun experience for both of us, or all three of us, I should say, because that number has now changed.
I think it's the best tag team to do it with.
Of course, right? I wanted to start with something that would be considered legendary, and I'm like, what's more legendary than the Bad Seeds? You guys put on damn good matches. The promos that you guys can cut and stuff on like Facebook. Little Willie, as I saw recently, that was hilarious. I can't wait to talk to you guys about this. So I have to ask, how did it all start for you guys? Obviously, you guys met in Power Zone Wrestling, but like, how did you guys become friends?
Well, I think realistically, if I can take the lead on this one, you're all right with that, Cowboy?
You always do.
And it begins.
Oh.
You know what? I think where our friendship really grew was actually after Power Zone Wrestling. During Power Zone Wrestling, we definitely had an unbelievable relationship and we were close, but I think we really grew as men. Without going into too much personal detail, divorces, the inability to pay mortgages, failed businesses, all that kind of stuff. I'll let people in on something. I've spent a lot of Christmas Eves with Cowboy's family. And his mother made a point of, telling me that she knew Cowboy looked at me as a big brother, and she wanted me to take care of him like a big brother. I'm an only child, and if I'm completely honest with you, Bryn's probably the closest thing to family I've ever had. And you know what? In some of my lowest moments as a man, this guy's been there. I mean, I'll let people in on something.
Gonna make me cry.
Oh shucks, eh? I'll let people in on something. I went through a bit of a split, was fighting tooth and nail financially to hang on to the house I was living in. Brent paid my bills 1 month. And that when you're in the trenches together and you're really there for each other in some rough times, you know, you fast forward a little while later, this guy he can cut me off at any moment, but this guy's getting dicked around and having business issues and having, you know, marital issues and going through a divorce. And so then it was like, well, breaking up with Bronze, I know a thing or two about that. So ironically, then here I am, you know, talking to him till 6 o'clock in the morning and working through all those emotions that a man would feel, you know, and it's a rite of passage, right? Life isn't about the victories. Life is about getting your ass kicked and then getting back up again. And we've managed to be there for each other in that process.
That's crazy. I mean, first off, you guys are clearly great friends and very close. And I think when you look at amazing tag teams out there, you kind of have to have that kind of like brotherhood mentality, as you guys have said, looking at it kind of like a big brother, younger brother kind of look. But like, that's super awesome. Brent, that's super cool. You guys are awesome people already. I can just tell. Thank you guys for just being awesome.
We're not awesome people. I'm sorry.
So heartwarming seeds over here. Next question. You guys are planting the seeds of my heartstrings and all flowers and everything. But like, how did it actually form into a tag team though? Like, so you guys obviously close friends, but like, when did the bad seeds start?
I was trying to take the Cruiserweight Championship off Travis Lee Copeland. And I was unable to do that, not to my own fault. It just happened to be we would have time limit draws and we would have double countouts and all this other crap that just, even though I was better as a performer than THC, I was never able to capture the championship. A triple threat match happened between myself, Jumping Josh, and THC. Again, probably one of my favorite matches. I was able to pin Jumping Josh to become Cruiserweight Champion, and after that, THD got a rematch for the belt in a 2 out of 3 falls match. And as backup, there was only one person I trusted if things went south.
Stonebringer!
And I assume that helped you continue to retain that belt for a little bit longer then, hey?
It did. It was a good, just about a year journey as Cruiserweight Champion.
And that's when, unfortunately, we'll say, you lost it to Jumpin' Josh. It was in that ladder match, correct?
That is true.
Yes, okay. I want to make sure I've got all my timelines going down there because obviously I am still relatively new to PPW, but you guys have such an incredible product. Learning the backstory is exciting to me. So,
and what was kind of crap about that match was it's supposed to be no disqualification. So, again, Bringer, supposed to be able to come help me when I needed help. I tied Jumpin' Josh up in the Tree of Woe, called for the Stormbringer, and he was chased away by the Cheetah Bear, which is a completely different issue. But clearly caused a little bit of distraction, and Jumpin' Josh was able to take the belt off me then.
Damn man, bear pig.
Yes, pig. I like that.
That's what they call him in Saskatoon. They call him man, bear, pig.
I will humble the wild beast, if I may say. Wild beast and those morons out there who cheer for the cheetah bear. It's been a long road, and the road will be going on even longer, and I will humble the beast. He will wear a leash.
Did you like it when we choked him out with a leash?
I really liked that. I was there for that. I remember him looking later. Some kid was talking to him, and they're like, how did you, like, not die? And he's just like, I don't know. So clearly he was scared for his life, guys.
He should be.
Obviously. You guys are the bad seeds. That
will be humbled.
That does bring me to a good question. Where did the name, the bad seeds, actually come from?
The Metallica Reload album.
I should have guessed.
I love that riff. It is one of the most underrated Metallica songs of all time, man. I'm a huge rock fan, and I love digging deep with great artists, and I've actually over the years really fallen in love with the Metallica Load Reload set. Just partly because there's so much music on those albums that never get played and you never really hear them. So you get to hear, you know, the mighty Metallica, but you'll hear songs and you're like, holy crap, I forgot how good this was. And honest to goodness, that riff for the Bad Seeds song is just unbelievable. And I literally just played it for Cowboy one day, and I said, hey, check this riff out. And I was like, great song. And he's like, yeah, man, I've never heard this song before. And I said, that's the name of our tag team. What do you think? And he's like, I love it. And off we went.
So now that you, so I guess this has been now the Bad Seeds about a year and a half, I want to say then.
I think so. Yes, sir. Yes.
So that's been about a year and a half now. So your time together, what are some of the highlights that you guys would say you've accomplished together?
What are some of the highlights we've accomplished together?
Yeah, like what are some guys you've loved beating down, or like, you know, like what are some thing matches that you just loved having together?
You know, I'll let Bryn take the match part of the question. He tends to be a lot better at remembering the individual matches than I am. I'll be really truthful with you. You know what really has been exciting for me is to see the company and the product have a little bit of a pop, seeing the buildings a little fuller, knowing that people are watching the television product, getting stopped on the street. Hey, you're Stormbringer. You're the Bad Seeds. And people that I didn't know were paying attention, having them come up to me and telling me they're paying attention, that's the highlight. And you know, at the end of the day, there are many, many people within PPW that I do not hold in very high regard. But I will say this much. It is always a privilege and an honor to kick ass in front of an audience. And to have that audience beginning the process of growing. And I have no doubt in my mind that after the Corona hoax is over, I have no doubt in my mind that we will continue to grow. And that's the highlight, is to be a near 50-year-old man and getting to be a part of something growing and something getting a buzz. That's the highlight, man. That's good for my ego.
You know, it's crazy because when I was down there in Lethbridge, that was such a hot crowd. Like, they really do get loud down there at the German-Canadian Club, hey?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing to get to perform in front of that audience. And that's the highlight for me, is to have been a part of PPW. And, you know, dare I say, I'm not going to give myself too much credit. But to get to be a part of it, and you can just feel it. You can feel that there's a growth there. There's an enthusiasm there. And to get to be a part of that, that's been the real highlight for me over the last year. And it's just started. It's just started, man. There's that arena here in town, and I said a long time ago, Stormbringer needs to be in an arena someday, and we will. With PPW management running the company the way they run it, and the talent that's here, we will be in that arena. And as for matches, I'll let Cowboy discuss that one.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite matches as a tag team would be against THC and Jumpin' Josh. It was kind of my feud with Jumpin' Josh and Bringer's feud with THC kind of colliding all in one ring. I remember it being incredibly emotional, and the fans were really, really into it, and it was... I'm pretty sure we came out on top, too, so that's always awesome.
Well, that's awesome.
The tournament draws that we had with Dewey and THC, I think, you know, disappointing to have a time limit draw and not come out on top when I thought that we were definitely the superior team and the superior talents. But at the end of the day, they're in their athletic primes. And for me to be creeping up on 50 years old and go 20-minute time limit draws with those guys, that was a highlight for me just from the standpoint of, son of a gun, I can still go.
I think the matches we had with top talent were phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think if you go back and watch those.
You know, realistically, you know, top talent was a series of matches for myself where I think I'm pretty good at this game. Okay, like I think I'm a pretty good performer. I think I, even at this age, I understand my strengths and I understand my weaknesses. I will be forever a better performer after sharing the ring with those two. They definitely brought something out in me that I didn't know I had. And, you know, an amazing opportunity to work with those guys. Like what an experience. And the fact that I walked out of it knowing I'm a better performer after having shared the ring with the two of them.
I really like that. I always like how when you guys are talking, you always say it in a way that not only makes yourself seem like you're clearly the best, but you also bring up other people, just not quite to your level. And I think that's the best way of doing it.
Well, it's tough to do when there's nobody quite at our level.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. It's nice to see you try to pull people up almost to your level. I mean, it's so nice of you guys to try.
Pro wrestling.
It's pro wrestling, of course. So
it's a dance, and at the end of the day, no matter how much I dislike somebody across the ring from me, and I'll be honest with you, man, I have such an incredibly low opinion of humanity that I pretty much dislike almost anybody I have contact with on a daily basis. But I will say this much, when it comes to being inside a wrestling ring, it's a dance. And if you can be lucky enough to have respect for your dance partner and your dance partner has respect for you, it's the greatest thing on earth, man.
You can tell the most beautiful stories when you've got all the trust and respect in the other person across the ring from you, I guess you could say, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I would agree with that 100%.
So you guys have already talked a little bit about Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy as being a tag team that you would really love to have a match against. But if you look throughout history, just anywhere, is there a tag team that you guys would just really love to wrestle? In their prime, of course. So, you know, I will say it in that regard.
A tag team that we would love to wrestle in their prime?
Yeah, like give me some names here that you guys would just love to have matches against.
Off the top of my head, Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Thank you.
off the top of my head, yeah, them definitely. I don't know if you would call it a tag team, but you know, those super teams that the WWE used to put together, whether it was Hulk Hogan and Brutus Beefcake, or Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage, or Randy Savage and the Ultimate Warrior, the Ultimate Maniacs, those types of teams, man, I would love to bounce the Stormbringer off of those larger-than-life personalities.
Man, to see the Bad Seeds versus the Mega Powers would be just unbelievable to think about right now.
This is going
to
be a really odd one. I think Tajiri and William Regal.
Love that. That's a great answer. Those two were fantastic, man.
Well, and you know something? This little moment here that happened, you know, sometimes, you know, it's funny how chemistry happens. And there's no rhyme or reason as to why chemistry takes place. Chemistry just takes place. Mm-hmm. And this question and us answering this question is a really good, you know, a really good example of the chemistry that Cowboy and I have, because I never in a million years would have thought of that team. But when I said Arn Anderson and Tully, I could see out of the corner of my eye, Brin's nodding and like, yeah, man, good answer. And as soon as he said William Regal and Tajiri, even I'm going, son of a gun. Yeah, good call. Yeah,
that was a great answer.
That would be an outstanding match. And that's a lot of where our chemistry comes from is, there's an age difference too, and there's things that him and I gravitate towards that are similar, but there's enough differences that I think that's where we're able to really tap into something creative. And I do want to make sure I emphasize this. Right now, pro wrestling is taking place in empty buildings, and I believe this in my being, that Cowboy Bryn Watson, Stormbringer, the Bad Seeds, we can rock an empty building. And I know Cowboy has brought up matching up against the Dinosaur, Luchasaurus, and Jungle Boy a lot. And he's right. And anybody out there listening to this, lobby AEW and let's make it happen. Because I know for a fact Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy are yet to really get themselves really, really out there and really getting themselves some solid television time and some solid, impactful storytelling. Damn it, let's make it happen. Bad Seeds versus Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy. Let's make it happen, people.
I would love that. And we'd have like Marco Stunt running around on the outside as part of Jurassic Express. Oh, man. That could just be such a fun story. Just the way you guys would be able to tell something like that, I couldn't even imagine because I don't have the creativity nearly that you guys would have. But my God, what I would love to see what would turn out from something like that.
Well, I'll tell you right now what would happen is the first thing that would happen is I would take the leash that I've been choking out Cheetah Bear with. And I'm going to break down the Dinosaur Luchasaurus, and then I'm going to dig me a hole up there by Drum Heller, and we're going to throw Luchasaurus in the hole, and we're going to bury him alive, and we're going to falsify the fool, and in the meantime, we're going to put Jungle Boy up in the Doomsday Device, and we're going to break his neck when Cowboy Bryn Watts flies off with the clothesline. That's just what's going on in my head. How about you, Cowboy?
Sounds good to me.
Man, I this is the best.
Old
this is
fossil fuel.
You know what? That's this.
Luchasaurus into some crude oil.
There you go. That's the best storyline you could have here. You just base it in Alberta. We've obviously got dinosaur and oil. That's clear what this comes from. Bryn's an investor. He's an entrepreneur. He starts his own oil company, and he needs Luchasaurus oil.
Add seeds, Lucha oil.
Oh, fantastic. Man, wrestling's the best. I love wrestling.
Yes, I would agree with that statement.
So, obviously, you guys have now, like you said, been wrestling together for about a year and a half. You guys have recently been trying to get, it looks like, an opportunity for Bryn Watts to move towards the championship down there in PPW. Like, obviously, you had the Rumble. You guys were working towards getting him the Rumble. Unfortunately, Travis the Heat Copeland won that match. So,
Did you accidentally call him Travis the Geek Copeland?
I didn't, but I think we could, yeah.
That's what I heard. I heard Travis the Geek Copeland.
Well, that's what his new nickname is, clearly. Helping you guys.
This podcast,
there you guys, Travis the Geek over there. Yeah, there you go. TCGC.
I guess. Like that.
I'm just a wealth of mistakes you guys are free to use. Go for it. But so like I guess, is that the plan for the Bad Seeds moving forward? Is it that we're looking to try to get Bryn that heavyweight championship?
Yes. Yes. We are going to get Cowboy Bryn Watts a heavyweight championship match, and I will be there to help him win that championship.
So I have a little question with regards to that. I was at the Power Rumble, obviously. You guys did incredibly well, Stormbringer, coming out here like right at the end, helping Bryn eliminate. So getting down to the final three, obviously throwing Travis the Geek Copeland over the top rope and in cheating and getting back in the ring, clearly. But I have a question for you, Stormbringer. I saw you leave the ring, but then I saw you re-enter the ring. What was going on there?
Before we get to that question, can I just throw that we didn't do just incredibly well? First, we had to be in a tag team match where we wrestled for 20 minutes.
That's true.
Opponent, we didn't know who we were wrestling. And then I had to go from start to finish 50 minutes in the Rumble. By this moment that you're mentioning, I had been in the ring for 70 minutes, mm-hmm. not knowing who I'm wrestling. It's better than incredibly well.
You're right. I'm sorry. It was what I can call only a spectacle to behold. How's that?
Perfect.
I like that. Okay, so besides the spectacle to behold, towards the very end, though, I did see you, though, Stormbringer, getting into that ring. A second time, like, it felt kind of weird that, you know, if you're trying to get out to help Bryn, that you would get back in.
This is your big journalism moment, is it?
This is my breakout moment.
Your big journalism moment is to have the Bad Seeds on your podcast, and then you're going to, as we're sitting here side by side, you're going to try to stir something up. Am I understanding this moment correctly? This is your big moment of wrestling journalism. Am I understanding that correct?
Well, so I'm just curious, though. Like, I mean, you said, though, like, he's, you know, you guys have helped each other through some incredibly hard times.
I said that I would step over the top rope mm-hmm. when the time came, mm-hmm. and the Cowboy would be standing there victorious.
Right, yeah.
And as I stood over the top rope, and I sat there for a moment and I thought to myself, this is history. My buddy here, as he earlier stated, 70 minutes of history. One of the greatest wrestling shows to take place in Western Canada, period. And my buddy here was in the ring for 70 minutes. And you know what? I thought to myself, I'm going to take a moment to go back in the ring and give him a hug and congratulate him on being one of the studs of this industry current day. And you people, guys like you, want to try to stir something up and claim that there's an issue where there isn't one, okay?
Let's look at the actual facts here. THC had not been eliminated at this point. Bringer did not actually lay his hands on me. Mm-hmm. He immediately charged for THC.
That's 100% true. I got to say that. But even Bryn, I mean, you even said you thought he was going to hit you. I mean, those...
I had been in the ring for 70 minutes.
Right, yeah, of course.
I was frustrated and tired. I didn't know what was happening.
Fair enough. Okay, see, I just wanted to get your guys' opinion because, I mean, a lot of people in the audience, there was a lot of speculation, and I just didn't want them to go thinking that there was any type of discourse or turmoil. That's why I wanted to bring you guys on here so you could explain, kind of set their minds at ease as to why the bad seeds are obviously still the best and continue to be the best.
Conspiracies. People need to look in the mirror and worry about themselves instead of worrying about what's going on between us. You want to know what I find a lot of times happens with conspiracies? A lot of times what happens with conspiracies is somebody has an ideal within their own mind of what they wished was taking place. And there's a lot of people who know full well that we could compete for any tag team championship on the planet. And they would love to see the bad seeds blow apart. Well, let me tell you something, pal. And I'm going to tell everybody out there listening to this, they're not going to get that, okay? So they can have their little daydreams about us blowing apart. It's not happening anytime soon.
Bringer got me a present, and I have one for him. He just doesn't know yet.
Oh, that's really great. So what you're saying, though, so we can put at ease in the minds of everybody out there, the bad seeds not only are doing great, but they've never been better.
We are doing outstanding. If you watch the Facebook videos, you will see that I presented Cowboy with a gift from my heart. We have affectionately called him Little Willie. Please go to the Stormbringer Facebook page and the Cowboy Bryn Watts Facebook page, and please, please take a look at Little Willie. And Cowboy gets to ride into the sunset on a daily basis with Little Willie.
I love my Little Willie.
Little Willie was amazing.
Well, Cowboy.
I actually want to ask you about this because I have to ask. You guys have some of the greatest promos out there. Like the stuff you guys put up on Facebook, for instance, Little Willie is a perfect example walking through that empty mall. Like, where do you guys get the inspiration? Who comes up with these promos? Like, how does that work between the two of you?
I love the art form of storytelling within pro wrestling. I come from the frame of mind that if everybody understands that this is entertainment, let's entertain them. I also think it's a little bit of a cliche to give tough guy talk 24/7. I've often joked and laughed about what I call the hockey interview, and you know, you get that really everybody's out there, you know, they're working hard. We're all competing for the same thing, you know. Championships really matter. And I'm going for the gold. And, you know, I just always looked at that kind of stuff and went, well, you know what? I'm going to create something completely different and something completely unique. And Cowboy Bryn Watts is the stud that he is that, luckily for me, likes to go along with that craziness.
That's really awesome. Because, and I'll be 100% when you said, like, you don't want to be like everybody else, you don't want that cookie cutter answer. That's what I love about you guys' promo is that you guys don't have cookie cutter promos. They're incredibly unique each time. And every single time you see something come up, you're like, okay, I got to watch this one now because you never know what's going to be happening next in another one of the Bad Seeds promos.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for saying that. And everybody out there, the thousands of views that we've had, we're looking forward to this thing getting up to tens of thousands of views.
Well, with that, I guess we should say, so all of the promos that you guys do, that's all on the Facebook pages for the Stormbringer and the Cowboy?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Do you guys have a YouTube channel that you'll be uploading this stuff to or is uploaded to?
There's links. Your best bet, I'm a big believer in less is more. So the promo work is short enough and concise enough that I think Facebook is probably the best way to get it, the most universal way to get it. And then, there are some YouTube links out there, but everything's on the Facebook pages. I have an Instagram page, Official Stormbringer on Instagram. Please follow Official Stormbringer on Instagram, and there is a link to the Facebook page. I also like my Facebook page to be completely unique from the Instagram page. Both of them are a great journey into the mind and psyche of the unbelievably gifted Stormbringer.
I have another quick question here for you guys. And I mean, obviously you guys aren't PPW management, but as far as I can tell, and I've obviously done my research, there is no PPW Tag Team Championships. If there ever was one, is it that we would be seeing the Bad Seeds clearly carrying that championship first?
Cowboy?
I would say yes. I don't know who else would be able to hold them. We've wrestled THC and Jumpin' Josh and Dewey Robson and all of the best that PPW has to offer. I don't know who else would actually be able to go toe-to-toe with us.
I think when push comes to shove, and if we really put our mind to it, we work together as a team, and PPW management doesn't dick us around and hit us with surprise challengers and everything else. No, I agree with Cowboy. Who could possibly beat us?
Plus, we know how to bend the rules a little bit.
Whoa. What are you talking about? There's no instant replay. Nobody saw
if
that.
If the ref doesn't see it, it didn't count.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And we'll just make sure that if we're in a situation where we could lose the championships, the ref won't see what happens next.
Well, it's a great thing, too, is once you become a champion, you got those championship rules on your side. Can't lose the championship on a countout or a disqualification. And God knows this old man likes to take a long walk when right?
I think we'd be champions until we decide to retire. I don't think...
It would be like an Oscar situation. You'd have to give up the belt.
Exactly.
I like how you just compared the Stormbringer to a sexy Japanese broad, but hey, you know what? I'll take it.
What I did was I compared two of the world's best talents together, I think.
Thank you so much.
Also,
she is a sexy Japanese broad.
I'm not disagreeing. Yeah, Kana's. Oh, yeah. No, but also, just to make it a little easier, this is one that I've used. Don't use the word bend the rules. Say, look at the rules from a new perspective.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. Yeah. We were going to steal that from you.
You go for it. Like I said, steal everything you want. All right. But before we do let you guys go here today, obviously, I want to ask a couple of quick questions. Now, I'm going to list out a couple of different tag teams here that have come through history and or factions. And I want you to say whether or not they would be in the Bad Seeds good books or the Bad Seeds bad books. All right.
All right.
First one. Clearly, I think I know the answer to this one, but the Freebirds.
Oh, the Freebirds are an actual inspiration and source of influence.
I thought that might be the case, which is why I started with them.
absolutely, yes. The Freebirds are, if I'm completely honest with you, an absolute inspiration and influence.
D-Generation X.
Which version?
Let's go Shawn Michaels and Triple H, circa 2004.
2004? No.
No. You're like, no, if it's not late 90s, it's not D-Generation X.
Yeah. I don't know how to word this. I got to think about this for, give me 1 second to decipher my thoughts as I mumble out loud. Okay, did they do great business? And the one problem I have always had with the Triple H, Shawn Michaels, D-Generation X, both the late 90s and that 2000s one, was they never got their asses kicked. They never really got their asses kicked enough. The other problem is that Shawn Michaels got injured, and so that really did ruin what that first part of D-Generation X could have done. Mm-hmm. And he was a guy that was at his best when he was getting his ass kicked. And then that modern version of DX, I quite frankly thought they mowed down too many people. Creatively, I thought it was really stale.
That's completely fair. I don't disagree with that, to be completely honest.
And that's not an indictment on the talents. Like, there's no denying the talents. But I think even both of them would agree that creatively it was a little stale.
Which is totally fair.
So there's my sort of... non-kayfabe answer on that question.
Next one. Edge and Christian.
Damn, we could have good matches with them. Wow, thank you for thinking that. I'm late to the Edge ball game. This is probably dating myself. When Edge was at his peak, I wasn't the biggest fan. And then going back and watching now, all these years later, I was an idiot for not being the biggest fan. What the hell? How was I missing this? How was I not getting it? And then an unbelievable team. How great would Edge and Hulk Hogan be, right, to work against the Bad Seeds?
Oh, that'd be they the charisma between those two and the dirty tactics that could potentially be there. I don't know. That could rival the Bad Seeds, maybe.
Yeah, unbelievable. Thank you for bringing that one up. That's an amazing matchup. And Agent Christian versus the Bad Seeds is an amazing matchup. Bryn?
Yep. I'd say they'd be in our bad books because I would want to kick the crap out of them.
There you go. Fair enough. Next up, my favorite tag team of all time of yesteryear, the Dudley Boys.
Gross.
Gross.
Why would you say gross?
Well, I mean, they were involved in a couple of gross stuff, we'll be honest.
Why was your reaction to say gross?
I would never put the Dudleys as my favorite tag team of all time.
I said of yesteryear. My new favorite tag team of all time, or I should say of the current day, it's the Revival. So.
Okay, yeah.
But,
I don't know if the styles would work with the Dudley Boys. I don't know if it would. Good books, bad books. I guess I hold the Dudley Boys in higher regard than Cowboy does. But I got to be truthful with you, okay? And anybody out there who's a big-time wrestling fan, seek out Bully Ray in old TNA Impact. Amazing stuff he did as Bully Ray. And if I'm completely truthful with you, I'm probably a bigger Dudley fan because of the Bully Ray personality in Impact than I am the Dudley Boys.
Fair enough. And I mean, he still uses Bully Ray a lot to these days, but I can remember what you're talking about. Like, you're talking like, what was it, like late 2009, like 2010, Bully Ray back in TNA kind of thing?
Oh, he had amazing stuff.
Like, he's super great.
With guys like Hogan and Sting.
And Styles.
It was unbelievable.
And, yeah.
Anybody out there who is a wrestling fan who really wants to seek out some major wrestling that is kind of underground, man, I can't recommend enough to people to get, like, say for myself on Shaw Cable, Fight Network, and finding all the old TNA stuff that they show on Fight Network. It's unbelievable how good some of that stuff is. I can't believe it never broke out bigger. But it was the time period. And you know, some of it was, you know, the shape of the ring and unfortunate business breaks. But anybody out there who wants to seek out some unbelievable pro wrestling they've never seen before that is unbelievable, and it's not violence, like it's amazing storytelling. Oh, like anything that involves Sting in that old version of TNA, Bully Ray, Bobby Roode, Austin Aries, like when Hulk Hogan was there, when Kevin Nash was there.
Flair and Styles, I love that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Flair and Styles, unbelievable stuff took place in that era of Impact. And if I'm completely honest with you, when I think of Dudley, I do. I think of Impact because I thought it was so good. And so when I think of that version of Dudley, my God, I'm a fan. When I think of the Dudley Boys in WWE and ECW, I don't know why. I never gravitated towards it. And that's not an indictment on the talent. I just never gravitated towards it.
You know, it's funny, and I can tell you the reason why I like the Dudleys, and I can tell you that it's for the stupidest reason, and then eventually became a real fan of theirs. The real reason I started liking the Dudleys was simply Devon Get the Table, and then I evolved from that into being, oh, I actually really like these guys as wrestlers. Okay, I like when they work together as their tag teams, and then that's how that kind of grew from there. But I will admit that it started with Devon Get the Tables.
That's awesome. I can honestly say, to talk about a bit of wrestling fandom right now at this stage of my life, I often say to people quite often, I'm very, very burned out on violence. And I'm very, very, like, I really, really like the PG era of WWE. I like the fact that there's not as much of a reliance on violence. And there's a reliance on really strong storytelling. Like, you know, I've become a monster fan of watching old John Cena matches. And just, it reminds me so much of old Hulk Hogan, where, you know, you're relying on great storytelling, timing, ring psychology. And so I think when you bring up a team like the Dudleys, my biggest issue is I'm nearly 50 years old, and so I think of ladders and chairs. Mm-hmm. What is it? Tables, ladders, and chairs. Oh my!
Yeah, TLCs.
And so I think that's why right away, like, I'm kind of like, nope, I'm not into that stuff at all as a fan anymore, and especially as a performer. But as Bully Ray in TNA Impact, can't recommend enough for people to go seek that out.
I think, in my opinion, TNA had one of my favorite matches of all time around that same era, which was that X Division Championship match between AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and Christopher Daniels.
Like, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, right? Oh man, that's such a good match.
Hey, right now, I will say, you know, we were talking earlier about Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy and AEW, but I will say this much right now. Anybody out there listening to this, get yourself on Fight Network or figure it out through these apps that you can get through the Apple App Store or if you're on Samsung. Y'all know what I mean out there. But I think creatively Impact is some of the best stuff on TV when it comes to pro wrestling. And, you know, they're a distant number three in a lot of ways. But I think what I love about Impact right now is I love the creativity. And they're really good for giving your storylines and your rivalries a lot of room to breathe and really pacing it out and taking their time. Impact, in my opinion, is the best wrestling on television.
I mean, I can't disagree with that because I haven't been watching it as much lately, but knowing what they've done in the past and obviously the stuff that they've done in the past, they've been some of the best throughout time. They've just always been underappreciated or just undervalued. Or they've had weirdness with management, obviously, which is something else as well.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm a huge rock and heavy metal fan and old school country guy. And, you know, it's funny with Apple streaming music, you know, I'll discover some band and, you know, it's got some former member of Kansas in it. And I'm like, where has this been my whole life? And you nailed it. It's just, it's luck. It's mismanagement. It's in the world of entertainment, as we know full well, the best very, very rarely rise to the top. Entertainment, a lot of times, you know, there's no denying hard work, but there's also no denying a lot of luck.
Yeah, and I think even a lot of people would say that, like, if you hear most celebrities, like, how'd you make it? They're like, luck. Like, I just was the right place, right time kind of a thing. Don't discredit hard work, obviously, but they're like, I worked my entire life, but what got me in was this one piece of luck.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, how lucky am I to be sitting here with Cowboy Bryn Watts and talking about the bad seats and talking to you and having the thousands of people listening to this podcast talk about a lucky break, man.
Absolutely. But I just want to say as well, thank you guys so much for joining me here today. Before we do let you go, obviously, I have a couple of more quick fire rapid questions for you guys. First off, just being, is there anything in specific you would like to say to the audience out there in Lethbridge or just to the wrestling audience in general, just to get them through this weird time where there is no real wrestling happening live right now?
Keep watching. Keep paying attention. We're going to keep doing our thing to entertain people and keep people engaged and keep people fired up and excited about PPW and the bad seeds. There is a future. There's a bright future. PPW has unbelievable management. PPW has unbelievable talent. PPW has us, the bad seeds. Keep watching. Stay tuned. And when it comes to the big companies, hey, man, you never know who could show up someday, right?
That's absolutely.
Cowboy!
Cowboy, you got anything to say?
I think he summed it up.
Pretty much just keep everything going. Everybody out there listening, remember to watch all the live streams and everything. Go back, buy merch from all the favorite wrestlers and everything. Yeah, I mean, this is a hard time for everybody. Everybody could use a couple extra bucks here and there, right?
Merch.
Go buy merch.
Merchandise. Merchandise is groveling to the fans.
But with that, everybody, guys, give out your plug. Show where you can be seen. Talk more about the bad seeds and where your stories can be found.
Instagram, you can find me, TheCowboyBW, and on Facebook, Cowboy Bryn Watts.
And I would highly recommend Official Stormbringer on Instagram. There is a link to the Facebook page in the bio, so that's what I would suggest. Both of them are unique, both of them are different, and you can see what's going on in my crazy brain. Everybody out there, keep watching, keep paying attention. The best is yet to come.
I really love that. Guys, thank you again so much for joining me here today. Once the world normalizes and Lethbridge is back open, I'm definitely going to be making my way back down there. We'll have our in-person interview. And of course, I'm going to have to swing by a nice, what did you call it? The Round Table? What was the name of the restaurant? The Round Table. I'm going to have to swing by a Round Table, play some board games, and eat some delicious food as well. So,
Thank you, fine, sir. This has been awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for joining me here today. I really appreciate it, and I can't thank you enough. But I can't wait to have you guys back. World will normalize, and we're going to tell more amazing stories.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Exactly. Well, that's 100% true at this point. All right. You guys have yourself a wonderful day. A big thank you once again to the Stormbringer and the Cowboy for joining me here today. Man, the Bad Seeds, they are one hell of a dominant tag team here in Alberta, and obviously you got to hear their stories. They're a lot of fun, but they're still very intimidating, and you do not want to cross the Bad Seeds. Trust me, you do not want to cross the Bad Seeds. I know personally now. So, big thank you once again to everybody for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit that like button and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. It also helps out the show immensely if you left us a 5-star rating and review, if that is what you want to do. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and remember to go check me out at WrestleSode.com, and don't forget to tune in for the Northern Alberta Invitational Semifinals, Finals, and of course the match between Zoe Sager and Taryn from Accounting next Saturday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time on the Wrestling Rodeo YouTube channel. Links will be everywhere. Have yourself a wonderful day, everybody, and I'll talk to you soon.